This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Uttarakhand's Formation Day in Dehradun today. Mr. Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for several development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees on the occasion. The projects include drinking water, irrigation, energy, technical education, urban development, sports and skill development. Under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, Mr. Modi also released financial assistance into the bank accounts of more than 28,000 farmers. The Prime Minister also issued a commemorative postage stamp on this occasion. Addressing the public gathering, Mr. Modi congratulated the people of Uttarakhand on the Silver Jubilee of the state. Mr. Modi also emphasized the need to focus on expanding the untapped potential of the state. He said the government is giving push to connectivity projects in Uttarakhand. Campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections will conclude this evening. Polling in this phase will be held on Tuesday in 122 Assembly constituencies spread across 20 districts. In the second phase, more than 3.7 crore voters will decide the electoral fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. On the last day of campaigning today, top leaders from the NDA, the Mahagathbandhan and other parties are holding back-to-back election rallies and road shows. The Bharatiya Janata Party has swept the local body elections in Daman, Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli, securing an overwhelming majority in all key civic and panchayat bodies. According to official results, BJP won 15 of 16 seats in the Daman district panchayat, 14 of 15 seats in the municipal council and 15 of 16 sarpanch seats. In Diu, the BJP achieved victory, bagging all 8 district panchayat seats. Similarly, in Dadra and Nagar Haveli, the party won 24 of 26 district panchayat seats and all 15 seats in the municipal council. BJP national spokesperson Guru Prakash Paswan said the results reflected the public's growing faith in the party's governance model. RSS Sarsang Chalak Mohan Bhagwat has said that the organization will work for social harmony by initiating outreach program to end divisions in society. Speaking as part of lecture series on 100 years of Sangh journey New Horizons in Bengaluru, Mr. Bhagwat pointed out that during the First War of Independence in 1857, both Hindus and Muslims came together to fight for independence from the British rule. He said RSS will reach out to caste leaders and heads of religious sects at the block level as part of Sarbhavana Karya. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço in Luanda today. The two countries are likely to sign and exchange MOUs on issues of mutual interest following the meeting. President Murmu reached Luanda late last evening on the first leg of her state visit to two African countries, including Angola and Botswana. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan remembered the contribution of Jain philosophy to the spiritual journey and heritage of India. He was speaking at the commemoration of Jain seer Acharya Shanti Nagar Maharaj in Sir Shravana Bela Gola of Hassan district in Karnataka today. He underscored the importance of the tenets of Jainism, namely non-violence, self-restraint and renunciation, which have shaped the spiritual ethos of our society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared an article written by Development of Northeastern Region Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, highlighting the Northeast as Astha Lakshmi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the article explains how the region is becoming India's natural gateway to the Southeast Asia. India's ambassador to the US, Vinay Mohan Quatra, discussed with Intel CEO Lip Bhutan the company's semiconductor and AI initiatives and plans in India. The virtual interaction came as New Delhi accelerates efforts to strengthen its semiconductor and AI industries under the India Semiconductor Mission and India AI Initiative. The Gujarat ATAs have arrested 3 suspected terrorists from Adalaj in Gandhinagar. Initial investigation suggests that these 3 terrorists were associated with ISIS. Weapons have also been recovered from the 3 arrested terrorists. These 3 terrorists were plotting to carry out an attack in different parts of the country. The ATS is interrogating these 3 terrorists and conducting further investigation. Indian Air Force's Eastern Air Command held a grand flypast over Brahmaputra River in Guwahati, Assam to mark its 93rd anniversary today. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.